Why note structure matters more than note count. Many people have thousands of notes sitting in their note-taking apps, yet precious few are ever reopened. You record book notes, meeting minutes, flashes of inspiration, and course points. They sit there quietly, neither reviewed nor retrieved. The problem is not that you are not diligent, it is that your notes lack structure, and scattered notes cannot form usable knowledge. Structure determines reuse. If a note is recorded once and never found again, its value is close to zero. But a well-structured note can be retrieved, linked, and assembled into larger topics, delivering value repeatedly on the same subject. The growth of note count is linear, while the value of structure is compounding. It becomes increasingly obvious as your notes accumulate. Think of your note system as a library. No matter how many books are stored, if the shelves have no numbering, catalog, or index, readers still cannot find any book. Conversely, a moderately sized library with clear classification and a retrieval system lets every book be located quickly. Note structure is your cataloging system. It determines the accessibility of knowledge. The meaning of structure also lies in reducing cognitive load. A well-structured note system lets you hand off trivial matters like where to record and how to find to rules, reserving precious attention for understanding and creation. Once structure becomes a habit, you automatically sort notes when recording and reach them in one step when searching. Only then does the note system truly become your external brain, rather than another place to pile up clutter. To be clear, the structure discussed here is not some specific tool or template, but a set of stable rules about how to organize notes. Tools can be swapped and templates changed, but once the rules are established, your knowledge will not collapse no matter which software you migrate to. Structure truly depends on your organizing mindset, not on the layout of buttons in some interface. The real reasons notes are hard to reuse. To design good structure, you must first know why notes are hard to reuse. The first reason is that notes are too large and mixed. Many people's notes are one long-running account, containing original excerpts, personal reflections, and to-do items all together. Such a everything soup note is so unfocused that even you cannot say what it is about, so naturally it cannot be precisely retrieved when needed. The second reason is the lack of unified standards. The same piece of knowledge might be recorded in a diary today, saved as a screenshot tomorrow, and bookmarked the day after. Content on the same topic is scattered across various carriers with no connection between them. When you need to review a topic, you must search everywhere and still may not find everything. Such an experience greatly discourages your willingness to reuse notes. The third reason is that no hooks are left when recording. The note contains only the content itself, without topic tags, source information, related entries, or searchable keywords. It is like a book with only the body and no table of contents. No matter how rich the content, there is no entry point. A note without hooks is essentially an island. However good the content, it is hard to discover again. The fourth reason is the lack of a convergence mechanism. Notes only flow in, never out. They are only stored, never organized. Day by day, the system becomes a digital junkyard. Without regular organization, merging, and elimination, structure gradually falls into disorder, eventually destroying the retrieval value of the entire system. Once you understand these four reasons, you understand the task of note structure design: control granularity, unify standards, embed hooks, and converge regularly. Atomic notes, the minimum reusable unit. The core method for solving the big and mixed problem is atomic notes. The principle of atomic notes is simple: one note records exactly one complete idea or knowledge point, standing alone and self-contained. It is not a fragment of an excerpt, but a minimum knowledge unit that can be independently understood and independently cited. How do you judge the granularity? Use this standard: if the note leaves its original context, can someone understand it from the note itself alone? If it makes no sense without context, the granularity is too large or the dependency too strong, so you need to split it or add context. Ideally, one atomic note is a reusable building block that can be embedded into any larger topic at any time. Atomicity brings two direct benefits. First, more precise retrieval. Because each node has a single topic, the search results are semantically clear, and you will no longer find one long note full of unrelated content. Second, more flexible reuse. The same building block can be assembled into different topics, record once, use many times. This is the starting point of knowledge compounding. Atomicity is not the same as fragmentation. Atomic notes need to be connected through links to form topic clusters. You can create an overview note for each topic, aggregating related atomic notes through links. This preserves the purity of each note while using structure to form a larger knowledge network through them. The two go hand in hand. There is also a judgment involved: what content deserves to become an atomic note and what does not. Follow a simple principle: only knowledge that can be cited repeatedly deserves atomicization. One-off trivial information, like a temporary pickup code, does not belong in the knowledge base. It occupies your inbox, not your knowledge network. Atomicization is not about breaking everything into pieces, but about storing everything worth keeping separately. Professional analysis: the quantitative impact of note structure on retrieval efficiency. How much is note structure really worth? Let us look at it.